Logan Richter from Perham, Minnesota is our guest. And first of all, you got your buddies here as we walk off the practice field. They're excited for you. You're on the microphone here.
Yeah, it was a great day today. We're coming back this week, just kind of regaining our focus. And it was a great day. Sun was out and everybody was flying around. So it was a lot of fun.
You got to play quite a bit last week in that game at Penn State. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, that was great. You know, I think we had a great week of preparing. Obviously, it didn't go the way we wanted, but, yeah, you know, the atmosphere was great. Fans were great. We just came back this week and kind of putting the pieces all back together so we can just get back on track to where we need to be.
Yeah, what is that mentality, especially on the defensive side of the football, heading into this one this weekend?
You know, just be dogs. I mean, our coach has done a great job, you know, Rossi and Brick, of just coming together with a better game plan and just focusing on what we need to do better. And so I think we've done a great job of that so far. So just going to keep working on it.
Talk me through your progression as a Golden Gopher. You were the number two high school recruit in the state of Minnesota, committed to Minnesota, and now working your way into getting some playing time. Take me through from day one to right now and the comfort level maybe now that you feel as you've progressed through that.
I mean, you know, obviously it's a transition for everybody. You know, you come in with a little bit of nerves, but I think, you know, over time progresses, you know, the older guys kind of take you in and, you know, walk you through the process of what you need to do and what you need to do to get on the field and just be a better person. And I think, yeah, like, you know, it's coming. When I came freshman year, you know, from Winston back then, and then now, I mean, we, you know, we got a bunch of old heads, including myself. So, you know, Darnell transferred in from Clemson. We got, you know, Trill's been here a while. Him and I are the only ones that are left, actually, from when I came. So just, you know, bringing all the guys together, creating that bond really is just something special. And I think it's something that we have really well in the D-line room as well. And, it's a great place to be around.
Mentioned you were the number two high school recruit in the state. Take me through your upbringing in Perham, Minnesota, and how important it was maybe for you to through that recruiting process to end up at the University of Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, Perham being a small town, I love that place. So, you know, home is home. But, yeah, so I honestly didn't really know what I wanted to do out of high school. You know, I played basketball my whole life and played football kind of from seventh grade on up. And so my dad, you know, we just kind of talked about what kind of next step of the process would be, and kind of did some junior day visits, reached out to a couple of schools, did a couple of visits, and then I was fortunate enough to come here and talk to Fleck, and, you know, we had a great conversation, and he actually offered me on junior day, and that is a day I'll never forget, you know, being here with my parents, a pretty cool moment for sure. And I'm just blessed to be in this position and have this opportunity to represent the state.
You've been all academic now a couple of times as well. Take me through your major and what your hopes are from an academic standpoint.
Yeah, you know, so I'm majoring in sports management. I love to be around kids. I love to help people. And my dream job one day is to be an athletic director. You know, hopefully I can start in high school. And my dream of all dreams is just to be in a college one day, athletic director. So I think, you know, it's a great program here, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. So,
as you now progress into, as we mentioned, you played a little bit more last week, and you're getting some more every down looks. What is your goal as a player here? As you, I mean, what do you got? Two more years after this, if you want to use a full eligibility, right?
Yeah, I have 2 years left. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it's just taking each day by day, and I mean, just coming in every day, being around my teammates, the staff, support staff, everybody. It's an amazing opportunity, and I'm just blessed to be in this position. And, you know, the bond that we have, I mean, from the D-line, the linebackers, the offense, everybody, special teams guys as well, something that, Fuck talks about, we're a really connected team, and that's something that is true. And, you know, my experience here, this for sure is the most connected team, and it really shows, I mean, in the facility, outside the facility, on the field, everywhere, and it's great.
Speaking of being at home, you guys are back home this week. It's been 4 weeks since you've played on the home turf. How exciting is that to be back in the familiar confines of Huntington Bank Stadium?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. Getting back on track, you know, back at Penn State last week, it would be nice to be at our home field this week with Rutgers coming here and just taking it day by day, you know, just focusing on our next opponent and, yeah.
What about Rutgers? What do you see from them?
You know, they got a really big offensive line. They got a couple different quarterbacks that play, and we've done a good job, I think, of game planning for them, executing the game plan so far this week. And so, yeah, I don't know. We're excited to get out there and be our best.
You could line up off of Curtis Dunlap, right? Your old buddy from days gone by here.
Yeah. Curtis and I actually, we still reach out to each other quite a bit. Pretty good friends to this day. So, you know, that's something that we've talked about over the last couple of weeks, and that'll be pretty exciting to go against him. And then you got Mayan over there too, who I'm pretty good buddies with as well. So, you know, seeing them playing against them would be a pretty cool experience for sure. Having them come back here, I'm sure it'll be cool for them as well. But
very good. Hey, we appreciate it. It's been fun watching.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
All right. He is Logan Richter, Perham, Minnesota.